today's guests, Brandon Onda, as well as Jason J-Mo Moliterno. Musical guests walking over some broken glass. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
You did it. Well, the last time I talked in the top of the microphone, and you were like, why are you doing that?
Well, you turned
everyone knows you talk to the side.
You did this. Everyone does this. I'm like,
yeah, because that's how it works. I mean, that's
these fancy ones. How did you learn how to do all this shit?
Me?
Sorry.
It's a microphone. You guys talk
well, I
to
meant
the
all that. I couldn't.
I know. I audio terrifies me.
Yeah, that sounds confusing. Because
you can't
as fuck.
See it.
It's a mixture.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, kind of like the wind.
Yeah, yeah. That's why, yeah, that's why tornadoes point. Are so scary.
All right.
That's why. That's the silent
that's
killer.
Staying
that's
in
like
the show.
Only time you can see the wind.
Right? It's the yeah. silent killer. The all right, the
we'll talk about it in a few moments.
Was that recorded?
Yes.
Whatever. I raise a good point.
Starting over. Welcome aboard. Again. We'll go again. Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Unbelievables.
That's what you get with live radio.
Yeah. Well, I am terrified to do that, actually, to do like a live version of this. I don't know why, though, because we never do much editing. We don't edit things out. We'll add things.
Yeah.
But I would be terrified to do a live thing.
We could do it.
There was an off-mic conversation about how audio is terrifying because, and I quote, you can't see it.
You know you can't.
Because you can't see it. You know, with the right programs, you can. And we're gonna reveal whose quote that was in just a moment.
Whoa.
You may hear them chuckling in the background.
It's bated breath. It's bated.
Joining me today, of course, is my co-host of always,
Johnny Trowbridge.
Oh,
I was like,
you got
wait.
To it before me.
Yes.
I was going for the long Bob Long
the
pause.
The Bob Long pause. I was like, all right.
How have you been, my friend?
I've been all right. How have you been?
Well, first, I don't speak dolphin, so I'll just
I keep
answer
doing
your
that.
Question.
I think it's because I watched too much Rick and Morty, and I started doing like the,
I don't know, Rick.
You know, like that kind
then of. I'm assuming the titular character, Morty, is the one that says that.
Yes.
Okay, I've never watched the show.
Okay.
Don't crucify me, listener.
I'm not crucifying you.
I'm not. You're not a listener.
I'm listening to you, but.
Oh, my God, that's some weird stuff, man. Yeah, you blew my mind.
That's pretty meta.
Blown my It's really meta.
We're all listeners in this world.
Oh, bro, aren't we?
Unless you're deaf. But you're still...
Oh, man, you just cut me real deep then.
I know, I'm sorry.
You built me up, and then you made me real sad.
Oh.
But don't... you've been just all right? And you're going to ask me how I am?
I just did.
I know.
Okay.
I wanted you to ask it again.
Oh, how are you?
I've been great.
What have you been up to?
Oh, man, just, you know, going on stage and making people cry.
Ooh, what are you doing?
I go up there and I tell people how, you know, my entire family died in a burning accident.
Is this paid? Did you people?
It is a paid show, yeah.
I don't really understand what the venue would be.
Yeah, I go, I just go into hospitals and they're like,
ooh, that's not a good.
Can you cheer these people up? And I go, no.
No, I cannot.
I and they think it's a joke. So then I go in there and I tell them this awful story and they're like,
I feel
why
like
did you do that?
I feel like your life is just a series of times when people think you're joking, but you're actually not. You like go to the grocery store. I don't have any money to pay for this. And then they laugh, and then you walk out.
Woe is me. So goes my life. Okay, joining us today are guests. You may have heard them in the intro, but if you usually skip through that, I'll remind you. It's Jason Moliterno.
What's up? Hello.
And
hello.
Brandon Onda.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey there.
How are you guys
kids?
Doing? Hey, kids.
I'm good.
Hey, kids.
Yeah, yeah, good.
How
don't break all the laws.
Yeah, you know, good. Good.
Very, very, very subdued goods.
We don't want to talk.
You don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk at all.
They don't want to get into
it's
it.
Yeah, really, we don't want to get into anything.
Real heavy show with Johnny and Mike today.
What's your opinion on hospitals and people going into them and cheering people up?
I don't want to get into it.
Well, I can see why. That's pretty messed up.
Doesn't want to get into it.
What about you, J-Mo?
I don't want to get into it either.
Oh, I still want to get into. Would you get into a car if it was speeding away?
Would I get into a car that's already speeded away?
That is the question, Brandon.
I really.
I don't want to get into it.
Brandon doesn't want to get into it. What about Jason Moliterno?
I don't know. It feels kind of dangerous. You know, it's going very fast.
But the key point is he wants to get into it.
Where is it going?
I don't know. It's a hypothetical.
Hey, you know what? Going... Actually, I would get into it because if I'm not in the driver's seat, that's an opportunity to be in a speeding car with no worry of getting the ticket.
Yeah, but we all the worry of dying.
Yeah.
It
depends on, I mean, if you're just going just fast enough to get a ticket, but not fast enough to be worried, why not? Why not get in that car?
I hear you.
You could be going on a super adventure.
Unless it's like that one movie where Kurt Douglas, not Kurt Douglas.
Spartacus?
Spartacus.
Michael Douglas?
Not Michael Douglas. It's the guy who...
Michael Chiklis.
No, Michael Chiklis. It's not Michael Chiklis.
Chiklets.
Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain. No, the guy from...
Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell, that's who it was. Mm-hmm. He's in a car.
I knew we'd get there. I knew it.
He's in a car and he drives the car and he's in the driver's seat has like a protective
death
case.
Death proof.
Right? And then he kills everyone in the passenger seat.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dark
movie. Don't get
movie.
In the car with him.
I think that should be shown at hospitals.
No.
A movie of that caliber.
No, it should not be.
All right, whatever you say. I'll take your word for
what's
it.
What's the hospital reference? Is this something?
Oh, no, it's just something that I do.
Something
on
that he actually does.
I didn't know if it was something in the news. There's a big hospital story going on.
There is a big hospital
story. We don't like to talk about current events here.
Oh, Jay, good. I don't either.
We don't want to get into it.
I don't either.
I don't want to talk about anything current.
Okay.
Okay.
What counts as current? Like
What things do you want to get into?
Is a year ago...
Great question.
Okay, you're going through the woods, and there's a house made of candy. And an old woman beckons you.
Is my sister with me?
I mean, yes, obviously. Okay. Are you going to get into it?
Valid question.
Yeah, I think you have to. It's candy.
You have to. Is there some sort of legal obligation for you to get into
it? Where else are you going to get all this candy?
That's a great point.
Are you a big fan of candy, Jason?
Well, I assume I'm in like Germany in 1890.
Why would you assume that?
I don't know why you would
assume
that.
It's actually 2010.
That just makes sense.
It's 2010, okay. And you're not wearing lederhosen.
Okay.
Is he in Canada?
No, you're just wearing a tracksuit. Canada.
Okay, so
is
you're in a
tracksuit. Is this where the speeding car takes you?
This is where it dropped you off.
Dropped you off here?
Yeah. It's all one narrative.
So I'm not even there. I didn't even get in that car.
You're not in this situation.
You don't want to get into it.
But yeah, you walked there later.
Don't turn. Okay. If got into the car, turn to page 210.
Yeah,
Brandon did not, so he keeps going.
I put the book down.
And walked away. I'm not buying this book.
Okay, we don't. Can we talk about choose your own adventure books?
We can.
Let's.
Because I was having an argument.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
I found out that my girlfriend, when she was a kid, preferred Goosebumps choose your own adventure books to regular Goosebumps books. I was taken aback. Should I break up with her?
Whoa!
Oh boy,
that was
you know
big
what
jump.
I mean.
Well, like,
first of all, is this a current event?
It was a discussion we had several days ago.
Then it's not current.
That's not current
at
all.
Okay.
So it's safe material. So now we can think.
I don't recall of the choose your venture how detailed they were. Like, was it like you could? Are there like five choices and then it always ends up the same? Or
that was my problem. I feel like you never really got to sink down in with a good story and a nice set of characters.
I agree.
It was very impersonal, despite trying to be more personal.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do a Goosebumps Choose Your Own Adventure. But
yeah,
but
you had other ones.
Yeah, I had done several others. And I remember getting into Goosebumps way late, like way later than I should have. They were small books, and they weren't exactly young adult. They were, you know, for young kids.
Yeah, they were.
But some of them were scary, like genuinely frightening.
Yeah, and, depending on your age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked a lot of them, so the Choose Your Own Adventure ones, they just seem more like a... It's like a crossword puzzle almost.
Yeah, okay.
It's more of a casual thing. So I would definitely break up with her ass.
So everyone's on my side?
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
I'd say... If
well, I don't think you declared a side yet. You had just said...
Well, no. My side was the regular books
over the
Choose Your Own Adventure books,
right,
for
of course.
Sure.
Well, okay, but this kind of gets in the territory of like D&D because they kind of have that... Some of them, the planned ones, have like Choose Your Own Adventure style things where like it puts you in a pre-programmed kind of thing. And those, if you're doing it with other people, can be pretty fun. So if you're, like, reading the book with someone, would it be more fun? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't think... Does anyone read a book?
Can you imagine? Oh,
your
man.
Turn.
I'll bet you this has happened, though. Some D&D based on some Goosebumps
Oh, that definitely
world.
Has happened.
the world you of can fan think of fiction, it, there's I'm a sure D&D that's for it. I'm confident that has happened. What got you into Goosebumps books? Were you ever into it, Brandon?
No, I never really read a lot when I was a kid. I read more now that I'm older.
Right.
But when I was a kid, I was always like playing sports or being outside.
Oh, really?
Jock.
Not a big reader. Yeah, I was a real jock.
Yeah, no one sees him in the
swirlies.
No one can see him in the studio.
Administering.
But he's 300 pounds. Oh, he's
yeah. I've been working out, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
He puts those nerds in place.
Yeah.
Trying to get back into the glory days. You going to try out for the Browns?
We're
close to Cleveland or anything.
It's no, we're not. But, you know, I'm from Cleveland, so I'm a Browns fan.
Makes sense.
But, yeah, I'm built. Like you said, 300 pounds.
Yeah, I think
300 pounds. Three.
They could use the help.
4'3"? Did you say your height was 4'3"?
That's what I run my 40. 4'3". I'm 4'6". Short legs, but cover a lot of ground.
Yeah. That's right.
Make a good lineman. You just make a good, like, you know, a
low
wall.
Low center of gravity. Yeah,
low center, exactly.
Get under pad level. These are all sports references that aren't going over everyone's heads.
I hope maybe some.
What are you talking about?
There might be some sports fans that listen to our show.
I'm a sports fan.
Yeah.
What sports do you follow, J-Mo?
I guess the big three, baseball, football, and basketball.
The big American ones.
Yeah. You know what? I formulated a theory on why those are the three sports that are biggest in America.
Okay, I would like to hear it.
Okay, these are the only three sports, well, I think, team sports where you can go from losing to winning on one play. Whereas in soccer and hockey, you can only tie or take the lead. I feel this speaks to something very American.
Yeah.
About that.
No ties.
We right. like...
No, I'm saying that like...
Oh, yeah, we don't like ties. We like going for the win.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm saying like...
There'd be absolutes. We prefer absolutes.
That's right.
We deal in black and white.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Why do you think Americans prefer that? Why do you think that's an American trait?
I don't know.
Well, basketball's Canadian.
Well, America, you know
it was
what?
Invented by a Canadian, yeah. But can we say that it is a Canadian prominent sport? We can't.
No.
Most Americans are the descendants of immigrants. So there could be something about that where taking a risk is part of our culture.
I think we like the underdog to win.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the underdog.
Risk.
That's a part of that, too.
Risk-taking is most definitely.
Anyone who comes to America from a different country is taking a big risk.
Yeah.
Big risk. So pretty much unless your ancestors were, like, captured slaves, pretty much everyone else is... The room got really quiet.
No, but everyone else in America... There's only us in the room, so it can only get as quiet as it is.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I agree. I agree with you.
I totally understand. Moving on. Yeah, no. He's changed all of our minds.
I didn't mean to bring up slavery.
Hey, it's the most hilarious topic.
I was making a point.
Everyone always thinks about slavery and just laugh.
Am I the only one drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, there's only so many beers on the sub.
Oh, boy.
You drank them all.
Yeah.
You've been here for, like, days, man.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember when you were here for days?
He's been back out drunk.
You remember
this
your
whole
girlfriend
time?
Came and you had that argument about Goose Gums?
And she stormed out.
Yeah.
Stormed
out of the sub.
And said, I'm taking the kids.
And, you're like, and the goosebumps.
Yeah.
She took yours, too. That was pretty fucked up.
Oh, my God. They might be thrown away.
Good riddance. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm trying to get you off the sub. Brandon's going to be here for a few nights, so we got to kick you out of the guest room.
Okay.
Wait, we only have
I
one.
I guess that was easy enough.
We only have one guest room.
Yeah, we only have one guest room.
Dang it.
We filled up the other ones with booze, and he drank it all. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh,
he drank a room of booze.
You have a problem.
How did you become such an alcoholic, bro?
I don't always drink, but when I do, it's on the Unbelievables podcast.
There's a tag.
I've heard that.
That's
before.
A nice reference. Yeah. I'm gonna isolate that sound bite. As sleepy as it was, I'm going to use it as a promo.
I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Why are you tired?
I woke up early.
Earlier than...
I woke up at 5:30, but I took a nap at 2:30.
Oh.
I don't normally wake up that early. I worked early. I also quit my job.
Yeah.
You quit your job today?
I put my 2 weeks notice in two days ago.
Round of applause.
Well, no, don't hold your applause.
He's modest.
I think he said, don't hold your applause. So
I quit my job, but I don't have another job.
Oh, that's
Why'd you quit your current job? Do you feel okay talking about it?
Yeah, I do. There's a lot of night and weekend work, and that has really been conflicting with comedy for a long time. And I've had to turn down like shows on like Friday and Saturday nights, and it's got to be too much.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I'm going to do comedy, I can't have this job.
Good for you.
Yeah. So
nice. Glad to hear it.
I have 2 weeks to two or three weeks to find some like more a morning work. So
chase your dream.
I believe.
Well,
in
thank you.
We all believe.
But
in
the
you.
Panic feeling will set in soon.
So, hopefully, well, you know,
one more paycheck coming in.
No, I'm good. Yeah, yeah, I'm good for like a month.
Now I kind of feel bad for, you know, kicking you off the sub.
Yeah.
But yeah, well.
Not bad enough that I won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It still will. Happening. But good luck to you.
What about you, Brandon? Thanks. You still got your job?
Yeah, I got two jobs now.
Two whole jobs?
Two jobs.
Oh, good heavens.
And I put in half the effort into each of them. So
good idea.
Oh, so you
one job.
So it's really just equivalent of one. Hey,
you got to work smarter, not harder. There you go.
I've heard that. I've heard people say that. All the time.
That was a good old phrase. Yeah. I was trying to link it into the other phrase that we had earlier, but I don't think that was on microphone.
What, the one about goosebumps?
No, I don't recall. It was too far away. I just erase most things in the past. That's why I don't like talking about current events.
Is that healthy?
Does that really make sense?
Is that healthy?
I hope so. It is healthy. Yeah, I just block out and erase things.
I don't even remember what happened yesterday. That's how healthy I am.
No need for it.
There's no need.
Everything that's happening that's important is in the future.
People who say learn from your mistakes have made way too many mistakes.
Like, sorry. It's always like current events because it's always the present.
Yeah, that's why right. I never talk about things that are happening now. Mm-hmm. I only talk about things that I vaguely remember in the past and things that are happening in the future. Mm-hmm. So people be like, so how was your show? And I'll be like, okay, how long ago was that show? And then I'll go, if I remember it, I'll tell you about it. So
wow, that's rough.
Hey, I'm a weird guy. What can I say?
Can I put on your tombstone? It's called the present because it's a gift.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Johnny. You can put whatever you want on my tombstone because I won't be able to care. And also, you've talked several times about putting things on my tombstone. So I think you're just looking forward to it.
Maybe.
Do you have a bunch
this
of tombstones?
It's going to be a really like scribbly tombstone to fit all the stuff I want to put on there.
Are you going to put it on yourself or are you going to have higher someone? Because that's
going to
cost.
I am going to chisel it. That's why it's going to be scribbly.
Scribbly. So you imagine like your chiseling technique is the same as your handwriting?
Yeah. Isn't that true?
I guess.
If you're
I
strong enough, you can just carve into it. So.
That's a good
if
point.
I was strong enough, I'd need someone who's like 300 pounds and a linebacker who's 4'3" or something.
4'6" and I run a 4'3".
Yeah, where are we ever going to find someone like that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But how have you been, Brandon, lately?
Been doing all right.
Just all right?
Yeah, hanging out in Lakewood.
Still, you got your two jobs?
Got my two jobs.
Only working half as hard.
Half as hard. And then if I get a third, I'm trying to work a third, put in a third amount of effort in
proportional
each job,
work.
So.
Yeah, just, you know, 33 and
three
a third.
Three paychecks, you know, just 100%
some,
effort.
Some
total.
Good dough.
How do you have any time?
I just don't sleep.
That sounds
simple enough.
Simple. Yeah. So simple.
I'm
so
on that, what's that thing? You could like sleep like 2 hours
opioids?
A day?
Opioids? No.
No. There's like a sleeping cycle where if you like take 20-minute interval naps.
Oh, that's what Benjamin Franklin did that.
Yeah, or Thomas or someone.
I think everyone, yeah.
No,
like,
he did.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everyone claims that it was like Einstein did it. And then it's, no it was
it's
Benjamin Franklin. No.
It was
Tesla.
Franklin.
Like, people just say
it's
relatively smart person, then they say they napped like this, and then they excuse themselves from sleeping in the middle of the day.
No, it was in The Weight of Wealth by Benjamin Franklin. He talks about the naps.
You read The Weight of Wealth?
The Way to Wealth.
The Way to Wealth.
Yes,
are you rich now?
No, because some of the he didn't even do the things he's talked about in there.
Oh.
He's like, oh, you have to do this, this, and this.
Get syphilis in France.
Yeah, get syphilis in France. You'll be wealthy. He wasn't.
I love Benjamin Franklin for the fact that he like fumbled his way into American like politics. But
he was into everything though. I mean, he was like
he was
he dabbled.
A true like Renaissance man.
Yeah.
A Renaissance man.
He was
a well-rounded man.
Yeah, but his favorite thing to get into?
No,
French whores.
A little bit too much.
He's like, hey, let's get into it. So he wasn't like Brandon.
Yeah, he
would. Oh, no, I'd get into that.
Oh,
I'd get
would
into
you?
That. Yeah.
Would you be a diplomat to France just for that reason?
Oh, of course.
Goodness
that'd
sakes.
Be, that'd probably wouldn't? Be one of the best, like, isn't there like a U.S. diplomat or someone that lives in the embassy in every single country?
Yeah, yeah.
France has got to be up there. Or not every single,
I don't
but
know
like,
every single country.
You know, 90% of them.
Probably. Right.
But yeah, France has got to be tops for.
Or at least they work there. I don't know if they maybe they live.
No,
there.
I think you have to like live.
You
there.
You have to live there because
like
if
those
you're
embassies
the
are technically the United States.
Mm.
Like all the laws.
So unless you have permanent residency in another country, like you wouldn't be able to do that anyway. You'd have to live on the land that's in the embassy. Yeah. That would be an interesting life.
Would you do it?
No.
No?
I don't think I could.
What if it was in a cool place like Norway?
Physically cool? I mean, it is cold.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able. I have some friends in Norway, and by that I mean I have one friend.
All of our submarine friends?
Yeah, all of our listeners in Norway. Hey, if you're in Norway and you're listening to this, please let us know if we can stay with you. Because
we're going to pass by that.
Yeah, you got to dock and fill up. And
yeah, we gotta get some nuclear fuel.
We dock at a little lake, and then we go, hey, do you have 30,000 gallons of gasoline?
Just dump it into the ocean. We'll suck it up. Trust us. Trust us.
We have a filtration system. It'll be great.
It'll work
out. We love it when BP spills because we just can sweep, go down, sweep down there.
Past
it. Yeah. Hey, you remember? Everyone just ignored it after it went, you know, it like, went wow, away.
It went
that
away
was
so
us.
Quickly.
Yeah. That was all us.
We were like, payday.
Yeah, we just kept it and we resold it to the United
States.
They're
like, we put a dome on the bottom of the ocean. We're like, that's what we did.
Sure you did.
We were the dome.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know what? We're going to take a break. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we will be right back with more of the Unbelievables in a moment.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow.
Hi out there in lousy weather media network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
I know you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there.
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
This is really the theme that they used.
They were great.
Welcome back to the Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. How have you been? How was the break? Tell us about it. Call us in.
Write us in.
Write us in.
Write us in as a vote.
Write us
we
in.
We want to be president.
Write us into the French presidential election.
That's a current event.
Mike and Johnny.
That's a current event. Get out of here with that current event.
Hey, remember when I was talking about current events earlier?
Yeah.
I lied. Sometimes I talk about them. Dang. Sometimes I talk about them with people in real life. Now I'm talking about them
on a podcast.
On a podcast.
In real life.
My podcast. Our podcast.
Your pod. Oh, wait. I'm supposed to say our podcast.
Welcome back. Of course, joining me is my co-host of always, Johnny Trowbridge.
Bonjour.
And earlier in the show, we had Brandon and Jason, two stalwarts. I don't know how to use that word.
That's right.
Of the show.
That's right.
People love them.
So stalwart, they left.
Yeah. We used that sound clip when we came back from break and we were talking about that. That was pre-recorded and J-Mo filled in his opinion on the
And then he's like, I gotta go.
And then he's like, hey, I gotta leave immediately after this.
My girlfriend said she might give me the Goosebump books back and I was like, okay, good luck.
He got excited. Yeah, I saw him. We have a special guest. And he's special because he's been here before. And we love him. It's Assistant Mayor of Akron, Nelson Phipps.
Oh, yeah.
Great to be
Nelson
here.
Phipps. Great.
Oh, my God.
Here. Great to be here.
Wow. Mr. Phipps, what an honor it is to have
thanks,
you back.
Thanks.
It's been so long.
It's been a few months.
How is Akron? Or, I mean, you, too.
It's holding up.
It is.
Yeah.
It is holding up. Because of the great work of the great Nelson Phipps?
Well, I don't want to take
so humble.
I'm just a humble dishwasher.
Do you any projects you working on recently?
Oh, I have a lot of projects working on.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, we're happy to have you on so you can talk about them.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, first of all, we haven't seen you in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You've been helping out the mayor.
Yeah.
You know, being the assistant mayor has a lot. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
You had your book last time.
Yeah.
You were selling your book.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't... you're sounding a little discouraged.
How did it sell? Well, there were the plagiarism charges.
Plagiarism?
Well, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You did plagiarism?
No, I meant...
Surely somebody
didn't.
Must have plagiarized
it
you.
I think it was a big misunderstanding.
Oh.
Some might call it a smear campaign.
Oh.
But I really want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they weren't trying to smear me.
Oh.
Who's they?
That's an ominous they.
Well, I hesitate to bring this person up.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, I don't know if you remember last time I was here, but I brought up a man, Carlos.
Carlos.
He's the assistant mayor of Kent, and it turns out he was working on a very similar project at the same time.
No.
Oh, was it about
footage of him, audio footage of him on a podcast 3 years ago mentioning his idea for the bridge project.
Three years ago?
That's not good.
The nerve. So
did you see that video?
No, I heard the audio, yeah.
Oh,
so
you did.
I think it was just a case of parallel thinking.
So you had... could you tell us when you might have heard it?
Yeah, when did...
No. I heard it once he came out with it.
Oh, so you'd never heard it before?
I have no memory of hearing it. I do religiously devour all things Carlos.
So you have no memory?
Here's the thing. Like, if Carlos is on a podcast, I'll listen. So I did listen to it. I just don't remember listening to it.
Oh.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Sounds all right.
You know, you can't remember everything.
That's true.
Sometimes I choose to forget things. So
yeah,
I completely understand,
right,
Nelson.
So
he created a book. And what book was his... What was his book called?
He never came out with his.
He never came out with his.
His was in the public stages. Mine came out. He said, hey, this was my idea first. He sued me.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much did he sue you for?
$3 million.
$3 million? Yeah. Well, surely the book sales covered that.
No.
They didn't.
You'd be surprised at...
I would be surprised.
So how did the book do?
It did well, but the publishers, they just take such a big cut.
Oh, no.
What's the percentage of the cut they take?
They take 90-something percent.
90-something percent?
Yes,
that's so much, Nelson.
93.
Sounds like a terrible deal.
You didn't think to negotiate that down during the dealing phase?
I feel like that's the first thing you talk about.
4 or 5% go to the government. Taxes.
4 or 5, so 90-something.
You got like 1% then?
No, I get 2.5%.
Oh, Lord.
Gave me the 0.5.
Yeah.
It was a freebie.
Yeah, they threw that in as an extra.
But it's not a big deal. I'm doing well. I'm on a payment plan to Carlos.
payment plan?
Yeah.
Nelson, I
like a car loan?
Nelson, you seem like you're in good spirits.
Thanks.
So I don't want to bring that down.
Thank you.
But I think Carlos screwed you, man.
Well,
I think Carlos really did you in on this
one.
No,
I don't
want to bring up the past.
Went to trial?
Did it?
Yeah, there was.
So how was the court day? How was that? Did you have to go to court?
What did they conclude?
They concluded that I plagiarized, but I hold that it was parallel thinking.
Well,
so.
Good for
parallel
you.
Thinking.
You don't want to admit guilt.
I don't feel guilty. I understand many think that I'm guilty, and I understand your viewpoint. I hold that I'm not.
Well, surely the city of Akron is behind you.
Yeah, well...
it doesn't sound so...
Well, no, they haven't commented very much.
Oh, they haven't said much?
No.
What has Kent said?
Akron is a quiet... They're very behind Carlos. They had a parade.
Oh, good
a parade
Lord.
For what?
They had a parade.
What was the name of the parade?
It was the Carlos is correct.
So they just.
I feel like they had an alliteration on their side.
I like it. The alliteration
you know, where
there.
Mine.
I understand. I'm curious. Was the courtroom very full on Carlos's side as far as people were supporting him during this court case? Did you have any support behind you at all?
I had my attorney.
Your wife Shirley didn't show up to the case?
She was in the audience, yes.
Okay, okay. So she obviously was...
Well, she has no... she's not a lawyer, you know, so what really can she do?
Yeah, besides moral support.
Right, she lent it. She lent
it. Oh, did she? Good, yeah. Good. That's,
did
that's,
she hold up a sign that said, Nelson, not guilty, like, for the alliteration?
No, she did not have a sign.
Okay.
I just feel like that's not her style.
Not her style.
Is she more of a verbal person?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. Not really.
She doesn't speak.
Yes, and
she speaks. She speaks.
Okay.
She's right. Very calm and collected, you might say.
Oh, that's good. That's good to have.
Strong, silent type.
That's good to have. That'll keep you grounded.
Was there any witnesses called to the stand during the trial?
Yeah, there was one witness.
Who was the witness?
Well, there was one person who did claim that that I had brought up that I was going to steal Nelson's plan. They said that I was in a rage. I was drunk. Oh. And I said, I will get back at Nelson for having sex with both of my wives.
I think
aren't you Nelson?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I misspoke. They said that I was raving that I would get back at Carlos for having sex with both of my wives, cuckolding me, you might say.
Oh yeah,
and that I would steal his idea.
Oh, and
that's what who was this person?
They're just a friend of mine, Larry.
Friend of yours?
Your friend Larry.
Yeah,
testified against you.
Well, Larry has always just been a real guy for. He stands for the truth, and you know the whole trial. He said, you know, I'm still your friend, but I stand for the truth.
So his truth is obviously not the truth that you subscribe to.
Yeah, I have no memory of...
No memory of that?
No.
Well, it's a shame that you had to go through that.
Well, Nelson. No, I'm on my feet. I'm on a payment plan. I'm making money. I have...
Well, you're making money, obviously, through the mayor's office?
Yeah, true. Well, I know, I started a YouTube channel. So,
oh,
yeah,
you did?
Yeah.
What's it called?
NFIPS 25437.
Will you repeat that?
NFIPS 25437.
Yeah. Yep. 8829. So it was. I tried to do NFIPS.
One more time, please.
I want to write
NFIPS,
it down.
25437829. So I tried to do NFIPS, and they said, "Hey, that name is taken," and they suggested this name.
That's a pretty good name.
Oh, I thought maybe there was like some lucky numbers or something there.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, man?
Whoa.
Wait, hang on.
Mike, it's me. Oh. It's Chip. Chip from high school. Oh, bro, come here. Let's hug it out.
Oh, wait.
Oh. You're hugging it out. Yeah. Oh, whoa, nice. He's punching you.
Hey, man.
Oh, it's good to see you. Hey, how's it going? Who are your friends, man? me and Mike were tight back in high school. Yeah, we were close friends. We were real good friends.
I think I remember this guy.
Is he from high school? How did he get onto this nuclear sub?
I don't know. Hey, Chip. Chip, hey. You said it was Chip, right?
Yeah, Chip.
Yeah, it's his
right,
name.
Right,
Chip Davis.
Course.
Come on, you know me, bro.
Chip Davis. Oh, man.
You're in the same grade. I had that nickname for you, faggot. You remember that?
Aw.
Come on, we were good buddies.
Don't think I... Well, can you tell us... I'm sorry, Nelson.
Oh, no,
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh, and you?
It's okay. I'm Nelson.
Nelson? Nice, oh, nice to meet you, man.
Nice
oh,
to
oh,
meet
let's,
you.
Let's slap it out.
There we go.
Slap it out.
Oh, wow. They're slapping each other's butts.
Yep. Wow.
Chip.
Yeah, what's up?
How did you get on the sub?
Oh,
what's going on here?
You know, the last time you guys docked, I hopped on and snuck in. And you know that beer room you had?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Jason were... He didn't do. He didn't drink all that by himself.
Jason didn't even tell us.
Oh my god, he's so low key.
You know,
he just doesn't even admit his own guilt.
And he didn't even say that
innocence.
You were on the sub.
I was just like, hey man, let's just keep this, you know, between us. And he's like, all right, cool.
I've known
he's
Jason for so long. I thought he'd be a cool dude, and he would disclose.
He is a cool dude, man.
Yeah, he's obviously a cool dude. Chip.
I saw him at the Eurogyro Destroy one Sunday.
You saw him destroy. You went to the
Eurogyro.
I went to Kent Eurogyro to spy on Carlos.
Was Carlos good?
It happened to be comedy night, and I saw Jason, and I thought his very original voice, very unique, muppety, velvety voice.
Muppety, eh?
Yeah.
Is that a verb or?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Chip, What are you doing here, man?
Oh, man, I just wanted to catch up with my buddy, you know? Just seeing what's going on. I see you got this podcast.
Yeah.
And this big sub, and I'm like, you probably need, you know, some people here, like, you know, working for you, you know? Paying some people a job so they could work for you.
Who is this guy?
I mean, especially, like, you got to hire, you know, you always hire your friends. You always want to mix friends with business. And also,
I've heard that.
If you can loan money to them, that's even better.
Yeah, I mean, that's always something I say. Loaning money to friends is such a great idea.
Jobs, hey, Calhoun, can I take for a second?
Yeah, excuse us for just 1 second, guys.
Cool. I'll plug my ears.
I think this guy's going to kill us.
I don't get that impression, but he's...
I get that impression a lot.
Johnny, you get that impression a lot. You get the impression that people that come on this sub are going to murder us. Yeah. Nelson's here. Nelson, he'll keep us.
Oh, yeah, Nelson's
there. Right, cool. Let's get him back. Sorry. Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, it's cool, man.
But,
it's cool. It's cool, boss man. It's cool, boss man.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
What's
your
expertise?
Can you expertise?
At least tell us, yeah, if you have any, I mean, you're looking for a job, you said?
Oh, are you hiring?
I didn't say that. I'm just asking, are you having trouble finding work?
Yeah, like I've been having, you know...
Again, Nelson, I'm so sorry. I know we were having this one-on-one.
It's a pressing situation. I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've been like, you know, I don't have like much of a job history, like none at all.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, but I'm eager, you know, to build that resume.
Do you have a resume?
Right now, it's just a piece of paper with my name on it.
Oh, man.
But
Didn't you have a job in high school?
I had a job in high school, but I don't want to, like, say it. On public air. But, yeah, I was a sales salesman.
You were selling weed to kids.
Okay.
Oh. You were selling weed to kids behind the school.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Right. You were
That's an entrepreneur.
If you say so, sure. Oh, he's going to put that in his resume now. He's writing it down.
Hold on.
He's writing this down.
Well, probably more like the middleman in like a pyramid scheme.
But he's learning.
Yeah.
He's learning like the prices.
Guys, regardless, he was selling weed to kids in high school.
Well, how old? How old would you sell him to?
Oh, I mean, K through 12.
So kindergartners.
Yeah, they wanted weed.
Wow. Did they roll their own? Would you roll the joint?
Yeah,
for
I'd roll
them?
It for them. Yeah. I'm not a, you know, you could always, you know.
Everyone's, well, the one thing that people said was he was good at rolling joints.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best.
A lot of joints.
Yeah. That's really you know, why they went to him is because he did the rolling for them. It was like a free gift. It was like when you go to Sears and they were like, would you like us to wrap this? And you go, well, how much does that cost? And then sometimes it's free. Yeah, he would do it all the time.
Wait, are you rolling Chip?
Rolling Chip, yeah.
Oh my God! Wow.
That's, yeah, that's why I
wow.
didn't. That's why I didn't.
Know,
this is
yeah.
you know Rolling Chip.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It didn't occur to me at first because I just heard Chip and I was like, it didn't ring any bells.
So did you ever go for upward mobility within your organization?
Oh, no, this isn't me now, but I just didn't really have. I should say the work ethic.
Okay.
You know, I was just really happy where I was at my, you know, when you go up, you really can't roll, and, you know, that's rolling Chip.
You know, yeah, you're right.
Well, did you keep your nickname? I mean,
oh, yeah,
what
I
kind
got
of
this
rolling
embroiled
Chip?
Embroiled jacket.
embroiled?
Yeah, he does have the embroiled jacket.
When you smoke as much, okay, is this going to go out to the public? If you smoke?
Nah, probably not. It's not.
If you smoke? You know, anything. It could be cigarettes. It could be a steak.
It could be
barbecue. It could be marijuana.
Some ribs.
You develop a little bit of a speech impediment. So,
hey, wow. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. That's a common thing. Nelson, I thought you were going to write a book about that at one point. You know, just about smoking. It just makes you have a speech impediment.
No, that was not one of my ideas.
Oh, wasn't?
No.
Was that one of Carlos?
That was Carlos' idea.
Oh, no.
Why would you say that?
I'm so sorry. Sorry for bringing him up.
Sorry, sir.
But Chip, I gotta say, man, I'm willing to give you a little bit of a trial period here on this episode.
All right.
Do you think you can handle these electronic controls and like?
We need to go to the Mariana Trench. Do you know where that is?
Yeah,
I have no idea where that is.
Do you know where Japan is relative to everywhere else?
It's where the sun rises.
He's got that right.
That's kind of right. Okay, just go that way.
Okay.
Do you think you can pilot us? We'll keep you on the episode. You okay. You can hang out.
Oh,
but
can
I?
Oh, I'm going to be up straight, you know, up forward with you. I do have a few, like, conditions. I'm not available all 7 days a week. Fridays, I observe, or I'm sorry, on Sundays is the Lord's day.
Of course.
Yeah.
I also observe the Sabbath for Jewish holidays.
Of course.
So Saturday?
Fridays also. I believe that's Islam's.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might be. Yeah, you know, we're going to just say one day for each religion.
I'm not going to.
And also, my uncle is Jim Davis, so I hate Monday, so I observe also Monday as the Garfield
Sabbath. I'm not going to make fun of Jim Davis.
And then, of course, Tuesdays.
Tuesdays are Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, if you're eating tacos,
that's a whole day,
we don't want you in here, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you don't.
You're smelling the place up.
Yeah.
Well, and then, of course, Wednesdays.
Hump day, man. I could work a half day Wednesday.
Okay.
And then Thursday, I can work every other Thursday.
You can work every other Thursday?
Every other Thursday.
Who would we... So you want to do, like, piloting the vessel?
Yeah.
So he wants full... He's going to need full time every other Thursday.
Of course, I gotta make a living.
Okay.
Right. Hey, well, like I said, we'll give
salary?
We'll give you a little trial period here.
Yeah. You prefer salary. Okay.
So you can stay on the show, on the episode, yeah. And... So after, I'm really curious, Chip. Like you seemed. I mean, we didn't talk much besides you yelling insults at me in the hallways from time to time.
It's guy stuff, okay?
Sure,
bro.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the guy who you got that pen lodged in your ear canal?
No. I want to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, it was serious. You had surgery.
Yeah, I know I had surgery, and that's why one of my ears is lopsided. So, yeah, I don't like talking about it.
Lopsided Calhoun. That's why they called you that.
What are you talking about? I never said that. I never told you that. How did you hear this?
That was in Nelson Phipps' book.
Yeah.
What? Hang on. Well, hang on a second.
I thought everyone knew.
Hang on.
I was hard up for bridges, and I put a plank across your ditch. And I just, I talked about it.
You talked about the history of, like, me?
He said,
book?
Said, your ears are so big that if you put a plank across them, it could be a bridge in Akron.
Yeah, I did say that. It was, I thought it would be funny.
It's making me real sad, Nelson.
I just thought it would be funny.
It's not funny, Nelson. Nelson, you know what? I'm going to say it.
He's laughing.
I'm going to say it.
Johnny's laughing.
I'm going to say it.
You're laughing.
I just want to point out, I am laughing and Johnny is laughing.
I'm glad that you lost that lawsuit.
Wow. That's cold.
That's rough.
Chip, shut up, Chip. You're a real asshole to me in high school.
One roast joke is worth $3 million. You know how long I'm going to be paying Carlos? I have to give him $10,000 a month.
What?
$10,000.
You need to get a job, man.
I have a YouTube channel.
You're gonna try and make some money off this YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I'm
got
in
like
the
a
process of monetizing it. You
should subscribe. I have a vaping YouTube channel.
Oh yeah,
where I like.
Oh god.
Yeah, you guys vape? Do you mind if I vape up here real quick?
Sure, you can vape.
All right, hold on.
Oh god. There is a nuclear missile.
Are you okay, Chip?
Yeah, I'm still learning, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want you to
spend $200 on this rig. What do you guys think?
It's
looks like a vape.
Pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah, it's real cool, Chip.
It's shaped like a lightsaber, so that's kind of cool.
It's pretty rad. I didn't know you were into Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars is cool. You know.
Well, do you not know what this is?
Who's your favorite character from Star Wars, Chip?
Oh, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
God. All right. That's what's the most famous line that Darth Vader has in Star Wars, Chip?
Yeah.
Chip.
He says Luke.
Yeah.
Come on. Cut it out.
Come on, Luke.
And then he slices his hand off.
Yeah. I remember that part.
I haven't seen Star
Wars.
Yeah,
I totally remember that part, Chip. Chip, you've never seen Star Wars.
I thought it was cool. I don't know.
You thought it would be cool? You're trying to fit in with us?
Yeah, I'm trying to fit in, kind of like with the nerds, because I, you know, they didn't get my, like, style of friendship, you know.
They didn't get your style of friendship in high school?
No, they didn't.
When you were going around calling people names, Chip? Selling weed?
Yeah, I mean.
You thought you were so cool?
I
you were real mean to me, man.
I'm.
What'd you call him again?
I called him, you know,
I'd like to hear it.
There were so many names.
I call him faggot, and I'm not proud of it.
He called me faggot.
Yeah, it's making me chuckle.
I'm not even one. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make any sense.
You're not what?
I'm not even one.
Well, it's not funny if you call a gay person a faggot. That's
exactly.
That's cruel and homophobic.
Well, I figured it was the only time it'd be appropriate.
No, definitely not appropriate.
That's why
it was more loving on his side. I think. No, I don't actually know. I'm gonna count myself out on this one.
Well,
regardless, it was a mistake, and I'm here. I'm here to work for
He's
you,
sorry.
Man. Not, the only
He's
name
sorry.
I'm gonna call you now is Boss Man, or Admiral, or
I don't mind
that.
I don't mind any of those. You can call me Boss Man, Boss Admiral. Boss Nass.
Boss Nass, yes. I was thinking that.
That's another
Not
Star Wars reference.
I don't know.
He wouldn't know it. Of course he doesn't, because he's a poser.
Are you
he's
a poser?
Just trying to fit in.
Rear Admiral.
Are you a skater boy?
I feel like you guys.
Rear Admiral.
Oh,
are
no.
Make, are picking on, you're ganging up on me now. All right, guys.
Yeah, maybe we are, because I'm feeling a little bitter.
I also don't know what
Johnny,
you can do.
Johnny, I'm gonna take a little walk around the sub. You take over for a few minutes. I need to have a breather.
Okay. All right.
Is he always
we'd
like
loved,
this?
No, yes, he is. We'd love to hire you.
Uh-huh.
We just have a little bit of paperwork we need to work out.
Okay.
You got to fill out this questionnaire. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of scratch and sniff questions.
Scratch and sniff. So, like, do I scratch it and then I have to guess the smell correctly?
Yeah, it's very specific, though.
Okay, all right.
Like, one's like lemon meringue.
Ooh, okay. Oh,
and
oh,
one's like
don't
lemon
give
curd.
Too many away. All right.
That's not one of them. I'm just giving
okay.
you this
okay.
is an idea.
Right.
I came back because I smelled lemon meringue.
What?
It's I heard. Just, I smelled
it's
lemon
part
meringue.
Of a test.
Oh, you're giving him the test? What, are you going to hire this guy? I'm going for a walk.
Okay, we just need you to fill out that short questionnaire. Then we're going to need your biometrics of your eyeballs. We're going to need your fingerprints. They will be burned off. We're going to need all of your nose hairs. I don't know if you regularly clean them, but...
Not, no.
Yeah, we're going to need them all.
Okay.
And then we're going to wax your eyebrows. That's just for fun.
I'm not going to consent to that.
That's
did the same happen to you?
What do you think? You think these are real?
Well, those are penciled in.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you're not taking the job?
You know,
are you turning it down? Over
is,
that?
Is really the eyebrow? Is that's a?
That's a non-starter.
All right. I guess we have to do it.
All right. Get the machine, Calhoun. We need the machine.
What?
We need the machine.
Which
no,
machine?
No, I don't want Mike to do it. I don't want Mike to do
Which
it.
Which machine?
We need the machine that takes off the eyebrows and a small layer of skin.
Hell yeah. Let me go get it real quick. 1 second.
Can you do it, Johnny?
No.
I got it back.
I don't have a steady hand.
Okay. Hey, Nelson, can you hold him down?
Right.
Can you hold down
yeah.
Chip?
Yeah. Right. That's I got him.
Okay.
Let's get the machine going.
Just
let me get
quick.
It started here.
Okay, those are my pubes. Those, that's not. Okay. Let's do the
almost
eyebrows.
Almost there.
You're just working your way up my body. Happy trail.
There we go.
Finally. Jeez, Mike.
You didn't get his eyebrows, but okay, that's good enough.
And we'll do that later.
Later.
Once he finishes the rest of the paperwork, that part was just for fun.
All right, here's your paperwork. This stack needs to be completed by what time is it?
Right now it's 87 o'clock.
87 o'clock. Probably 88. Here you 88. Go.
Yeah,
all
get
right.
it done
I'll
by
start
88.
Working on those.
He's going real fast.
Ooh, that one's hard because
it's Kentucky bluegrass.
Oh my god.
Lavender.
Dang.
It's chamomile tea.
Whoa.
Man, he's knocking these out.
Bull? No. Cow shit.
Whoa.
Wow.
That guy's got a nose.
Teriyaki chicken wings.
We always needed a nose person.
We do.
That's nothing.
It was nothing.
It wasn't a scratch.
Banana. Lemon meringue pie.
Oh, it was on there. It was a joke.
I'll get back to these later.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Wow.
I got to say, Chip, you burned through like half that test.
Half of the 1,000
great nose.
Test.
That was really quick. Mm-hmm. I'm really impressed. I think this might be promising.
Have you ever put your nose to work for the American government?
I've been
at odds with the government and a lot of their laws for quite some time.
Is
so
that
I try
right?
to stay as far away as possible. But that's a possibility. Or I could be like one of those pig truffle sniffers. That's
yeah.
That's like,
well, we need to
hey,
find...
Hey, there's money in it.
Yeah.
There's money in it.
Do you know what a Russian smells like?
Yeah. I mean, they smell like... That's soup they eat that's cold.
Yeah. They smell do smell like that
they
soup.
They totally smell like that.
Do you know the radius of your smell length?
Oh, it's got to be over 2 miles.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's impressive.
Like, you know, really impressive. On,
the last smeller we had was only like 1.2.
What happened?
Let me put that on my resume, too.
He's writing that on his resume.
So, I think entrepreneur.
Chip, I got to say, I'm coming around. To
I'm a changed guy.
You seem to be that way. You came in here pretty abrasively. Normally we don't like people that you just interrupt our show, but you seem to be doing all right. And so
thank you.
Yeah. I don't mind your company.
I can't see where it would go wrong.
I don't see where it could go wrong either. But we're gonna take one last break. When we come back, we'll talk to Chip some more. We'll talk to Nelson. And then it'll be more of the Unbelievables in a moment. Be right back.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
you
a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
I don't think I've ever listened to this song in my life.
God, it's
really?
I love this song. This was a great era of music. The late 90s, early 2000s. New metal, new rap.
I
disagree. Like, yeah, sorry, so, Chip. Sorry.
Even stuff like Three Doors Down. That was
Three
Jumper,
Doors
Jumper
Down.
Jumper by Third Eye. Great music.
That is a classic.
Great era of music.
So sorry, There's, Chip.
It goes Beethoven, then Jumper.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
It goes Vivaldi's Springtime. Limp Bizkit's remake of Faith. That's the
no
higher.
One like listening George knows Michael's which Faith? Way you're going when you're listening to them.
I think he was going in ascending order.
I was going in descending.
And then it ends. That's where the list
that's
ends.
It. That's
it's just
it.
A tie for last, you know.
I didn't know that Nelson was such a music fan.
Oh, God, yeah.
You've got so
Boy.
Many different interests. Welcome
Boy,
back to
yeah.
the Unbelievables, by the
Boy,
way,
yeah.
ladies and gentlemen. We have Nelson Phipps, the assistant mayor of Akron, with us, as well as apparently our new prospect on the sub,
Chip Davis.
Rolling Chip.
Great intro, boss.
As I knew, you got it, kid, guy. I don't want to call you kid because
we're
the same
age.
You know? So I don't want to be condescending.
Kid
but
guy.
Anything, I'm pretty sure you're older than me, just like if by a month or so. So, you know, you got that experience that, you know, I'm hoping to learn
He's really
from.
Schmoozing now, isn't he, Johnny?
Yeah.
You got the job, man.
Yeah.
You got the job, so you don't have to...
Your title is super private.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's super private in that we won't tell anyone.
Yeah, we won't
tell anyone. We won't tell anyone your title. Nelson, you got your YouTube channel going. You're in good spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying a little bit of cash to Carlos, which is a damn shame.
Yeah.
We don't like Carlos here. We sympathize with you.
Well, thank you.
But do you have a new book?
I do have a new book.
You do have a new book? This
oh
is exciting.
God.
It's, yeah.
I'm sure the listeners are...
The last one was...
It's called If I Did It.
Okay.
It's called If You Did It.
If I Did It.
If I Did It, of course. Yeah.
It's basically just saying, you know, what if I did plagiarize Carlos?
Is that the whole book?
Wait, did you though?
So is
no,
it?
No, I didn't do it.
So it's exploring if you had,
if I had made the decision,
if you had plagiarized the book 1001 Bridges of Akron.
Well, yeah, his book would have been Bridges of Kent.
Of course,
yes.
It would have been if you had plagiarized it.
Yes,
which
but
you didn't.
His net was never published.
It just goes into our history. And, you know, how getting revenge on him would have been
nice.
Sweet.
Could you read, like, a passage from it?
I sure can.
I would
really?
Love to hear a passage.
Okay.
Your favorite.
A passage
your
from guy. The end. A real climax.
Well, like,
oh,
let him choose. Let
him
choose.
Whatever favorite piece you have.
Let me just grab the book. All right. You guys talk about something.
Oh, okay.
Sure, sure. He's going to go grab the book. I'm glad he does. Chip,
yep,
are you doing all right over there with the controls?
We are heading... heading west? East?
We need to go
to
east.
Japan?
We need to
Japan?
Go east.
Is that,
Johnny knows. Johnny knows
what's
best.
In Japan?
Ask Johnny.
Where are we right now? I forget.
We're in the Mariana Trench.
We didn't get there yet.
Oh,
that's where
we're
supposed to go.
You're holding the map upside down,
whoop,
Chip.
Whoop. Oh,
Chip.
Right.
Oh,
my
man.
God. It's all right, Chip. We'll let it slide. We know you're new here, so don't worry about that. I guess Nelson will be back in a moment.
Yeah.
Chip, since you got the job now, you going to go straight and narrow?
Straight and narrow. No more bowling. No more swirlies. Nothing. I'm done.
I would hope so. Who would you be bullying anyway at this age?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like the unofficial swirly record, at high school. But that stuff's behind
me. What was the record?
It was
welcome back, Nelson.
210 swirlies.
Whoa!
In your high school career or one
my
school
high school
year?
Career
in one
is
day?
That 9 through 12.
9 through 12. Correct.
Wow.
Well, actually nine. Well, a lot of people like to put an asterisk next to mine because I spent an extra year.
Okay.
But I broke the record. Senior. I broke the record. In my initial, senior year.
Oh.
Mike was at the, I was at the, I think Mike in my, victory speech because I'm pretty sure you had to be the majority of swirlies.
Boy, wow.
But once again, we're past that.
Yeah.
What an honor.
Feels like you
not
still...
Not exactly my favorite topic, ooh. Guys.
That's what I'm going to have at my... my headstone.
You're gonna have your headstone.
You're gonna. Yeah.
We love talking
about
it
on your. Yeah. You're gonna have that chiseled
it's
in.
Past. It's
we
past.
Could. We could put on his.
I agree.
Headstone.
Mm-hmm. It's in the past. Sorry, I asked.
Is it Nelson back? Did you want
to? Nelson is back, and he wants to read a passage from his new book.
Yeah.
That's how
I would have done it.
Yeah. If I had done
if
it.
I had done
if
it.
I did it.
If I did
if
it.
If I did it. I'm so sorry. Hey, yes. You didn't have a copy for us to hold up for the listener.
I found a copy.
Good. Yes. Did you bring us some, at least?
Yeah, I will autograph a few copies.
I would love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you.
It would be an honor. Chip, would you want one? Would you want a copy of his book?
Yeah, sure. I don't read well, but, is it on tape?
Oh, an audiobook?
Yeah.
I will be doing that.
Okay,
shortly.
Okay.
Are you going to be recording it as well, Nelson?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be doing it yourself?
No. It will be.
Well, you got experience on these podcasts.
Okay, so this is, I just opened to a random page. We must face the fact that he demands the death penalty. Very good. What alternative penalty shall I propose to you, gentlemen? Obviously, it must be what's deserved. Well, what penalty do I deserve to pay or suffer in view of what I have done? I have never lived an ordinary, quiet life. I did not care for the things that most people care about, making money, having a comfortable home, high military or civil rank, and all the other activities, political appointments, secret societies, party organizations, which go on in our city. I thought that I was really too fair-minded to survive if I went in for this sort of thing. So instead of taking a course which would have done no good either to you or to me, I set myself to do you individually in private what I hold to be the greatest possible service. I tried to persuade each one of you not to think more of practical advantages than of his mental and moral well-being. And then I kind of prattle on philosophically.
It sounds like your testimony.
But,
yeah,
that,
wow.
It sounds like your
first
testimony at the trial.
Or, yes. Well.
Where was that in the book? Can you tell us that?
Like, yeah. This is the case for Carlos getting the death penalty.
Oh.
Whoa.
I personally, right. I agree with you. I think he totally deserves the death penalty.
I feel like we don't murder people enough for adultery.
Oh.
You might remember.
It's one of God's Ten Commandments.
Thank you. You might remember it as being a commandment.
Mm-hmm. I do remember it.
I remember that.
I remember
list.
It well.
We,
I have a tattoo to my body.
Yeah.
Where?
Just that one. It's on my back.
Oh, can I see?
Yeah. It is.
That's not your back. Oh, why are you showing me that?
Johnny likes to goof. Sorry. He likes to goof on this show every once in a while.
Sorry, guys.
But we're taking away from Nelson's passage in his book.
Yeah.
So you picked that as your favorite passage.
Yes.
Obviously, it's you proclaiming to the jury that you are innocent.
Yes.
And, in fact, Carlos, the prosecution... deserves the death penalty
yes,
for sleeping with both of your wives,
exactly.
Both of them named Shirley.
Who was your lawyer? Did you represent yourself or did you have a lawyer?
No, his name was Ben.
Ben?
Ben.
You're on a first name. I overheard this earlier. There's a vent, you know, back to where
right,
I was staying.
Right.
It was a Larry and Ben who was one of your witnesses, correct?
No, Larry testified against me. That was okay. My friend. Ben was my lawyer.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Does Ben have a last name?
Yeah, I didn't catch it.
So it's just Ben Esquire.
No, he has a last name. I just don't remember it.
I see. Was he appointed to you as the
defendant? No, I chose him.
You chose him.
You chose him on what qualifications?
You know, well, I really hesitate to say this, but I wanted a Jew.
Oh.
You know.
You wanted a Jew as your lawyer.
You can see why you'd hesitate.
I'm not afraid to say
man,
that.
That's
I'm not afraid
that's
to say
cool.
that.
That's not cool. I'm just
going
to say.
I heard that Ben was a Jewish name.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, are there any lawyers that are named Ben? I want a Jew. And people gave me some strange looks, so I just Googled lawyer Jew Ben. And
you Googled lawyer Jew Ben.
How many results came up when you did that?
Well, I don't remember, but it was the first one that came up. It was his LinkedIn profile.
Did you feel like he was a good lawyer, even though...
Well, I did lose,
but
he showed up on time. He wore a suit. He wore a tie. Now, the tie was fake, but I just want to point out that fake ties have come a long way.
Like a clip-on?
They're not clip-ons anymore.
Oh, really?
No, fake ties are actually tied, and you just kind of like pull them up and straighten yourself.
Mm. Oh. So you were impressed with his fake tie, and you thought, this guy obviously is a professional lawyer.
Well, yeah. I saw the tie after I'd already committed to him.
Of course. But you had confidence in him seeing him in court with this fake tie.
I didn't want to find another lawyer.
You were just fed up?
It's a lot of work, you know.
Oh,
it is.
I mean, all the Googling.
To find another lawyer.
Named Ben.
Who's
a Jew.
Who's cheap.
Cheap as well.
And local and available. On my court date.
Did you make sure that he was a native of Akron to maybe, make sure he had interest in your case personally?
He was from Massillon, so close enough.
Okay, pretty close. I suppose.
Close enough.
If you were looking for a real Jewish lawyer, I think you should have looked at Bath.
Are there a lot of Jewish people in Bath?
There may or may not be. I just know it's a very wealthy part of town, and lawyers may or may not make a lot of money.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying good lawyers might make a lot of cash.
All right.
You might be able to find him in Bath.
All right.
Well, I, for one, enjoyed that passage of your book.
Thank you.
Think it's this might be a little quite riveting.
Yeah, you might
the
call
ones,
it my apology.
We would? Why would we call it that?
You just might call it that.
We might call it an apology, your
but
apology.
But it's not called that.
No.
It's if I did it.
Yeah, it's called if I did it. If I plagiarized.
And you're done plagiarizing, right?
Like, right. You're no. Done. Yeah.
Well, as far as
how long did it like take you to write this book? It must have took a long time.
Or
did you just like? It was almost like you just like. It
like
just
an
copied and pasted. Like,
I feel
just...
like inspiration. It was almost like I was dictating from a higher self.
A higher,
like this,
like
self,
a past life,
the self with a capital S.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
like we are the self with like one, like the small s.
That's interesting.
We have a higher being, and I felt like my higher being.
That sounds like
I never took you for a very spiritual person, Nelson.
Well, it's never come up. I've been on the show what, 3 times?
And yeah.
You know, we have short conversations.
But you don't really want to get into, or we haven't really mentioned the philosophical. I suppose.
Oh God, yeah.
Do you read a lot of oh God, my philosoph.
Yeah, I don't remember you
guys,
doing a lot of philosophy in high school, Chip.
I didn't. And once again, I feel like you're making fun of my speech impediment.
Oh.
Well,
don't make fun of the speech impediment.
I wasn't mentioning the speech impediment. I was mentioning more the fact that Chip was spending time skipping class. Hey, you know, we're on cool terms.
We had a lot of interesting ideas, you know, back in, you know, the dumpster outside of the school, you know.
I'm sure you guys had some real deep conversations.
A lot of deep ones. Like, why is nonfiction called nonfiction, but fiction is, like, fake? So it's like you're saying, like, nonfiction, which is the truth, is non-fake. Like, why isn't it just called truth? And why isn't fiction nonfiction, you know? It makes you think.
Nelson has written several nonfiction books.
Yeah. I have.
So wait, which, what's that again? Is that... non-fake or non-true?
Which means it's real.
Okay.
You've never heard of non-true
books?
No,
like, I heard of it, but, like, I get confused by it.
Well, they did remedy that. Now they're just called truth books.
Really?
They're not called nonfiction anymore.
Just look at. I haven't been in a bookstore in a while.
Yeah, well, if you go to the library, just look for. Go to the desk and ask for, like, where are the truth books?
Section. Tell me, navigate me to the truth section. And you'll definitely find if I did it there. I'm sure.
Yeah.
You got that in the libraries yet? Got those out in bookstores?
Hopefully. No.
Out in the library?
Wait, if I did it is a fiction. Why would you say?
No, if I did it is a...
It's an exploration of if I did it.
But it's not real, right?
No, I didn't do it.
So it's a fiction.
So it'd be in fiction. Okay.
That means,
so,
that
sorry,
means
Chip.
It's not true.
Sorry, yeah, Chip. It would be in a different section.
It's a hypothetical.
A hypothetical, so not real.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to play a game. We're going to play a game we haven't played in a little while.
What's that game?
We're going to play...
Can you sell it?
Of course, everyone knows how to play this game, so I'm going to explain the rules.
Wait, what?
We, as in three of us, will take on the roles of salesmen, and we'll be selling one of us, who will take on the role of a person from history or from fiction. We just went over it. We all went over fiction.
From truth or fiction.
Truth or fiction. And we will try to sell someone a product produced by a handful of cards. And we'll hand out those cards right now. Hand those out, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to assign the person to our new employee, Chip.
Yeah, I'm too good at selling. So it's not fair.
So
it's not
you
fair.
Pull from
this
here.
One? Cool. All right.
Take on a persona.
Oh, I really don't know who this person... Well, like, I know who this person is, but I...
Yeah, Chip doesn't know a whole lot. We've established
okay,
that.
Okay, Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Now, we will be attempting to sell Frosty the Snowman a product created from two of these cards. Any two, and we shall begin. Oh, hello there, Mr. Snowy Man.
Hello there.
You look very, very cold
nah,
there.
It's a wonderful day outside.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really that wonderful out here in the hot sun, out here on the beach?
All right.
You don't look like you're going to last.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
My girlfriend dragged me here.
Your girlfriend dragged me here? Who's your girlfriend?
It's Amber Heard.
Amber Heard
supermodel.
Is your girlfriend. Frosty the Snowman is dating Amber Heard.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's happening
I've
now?
I've never heard that.
I think she's like an actress model. We met on the set. They're going to make a new Frosty the Snowman.
Action movie?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel
Frosty's
plays
fighting.
You?
No, I play myself.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I fought very hard for that.
Okay.
And Amanda's my love interest, and it carried over from, you know.
Wow, of course.
Good heavens, that sounds like a big budget film.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want to survive to be able to make that film? Then you had better get out of this hot sun, sir.
I'm
at least part of you.
I'm trying. Yeah, I mean, I'm under this umbrella, but
What's the biggest part of your body?
Oh, it's got to be my. Oh, I don't think I should tell you that.
Oh.
But let's just say,
I'm looking at you right now, Mr. Snowman, I'm looking at you, and I can tell you right now which part it is. But
base.
I want to hear it from you.
Let's say the base.
The base,
my third bottom.
It might
ball.
Also be called your butt. Your snowy
butt.
Snowman butt is the largest part of you. Now I have heard tale that you can come back to life as long as a piece of you is held and taken care of.
Yes.
That is true.
That is true.
Then the most important part of you to take care of would be your butt. So here, sir, I propose you this product, a butt locker.
Ooh.
You stick your butt
that's
in the locker, and it keeps it safe from this hot sun that we are here out on the beach.
And
what if it's a hot locker?
It's not.
Excuse me, who are you?
It's not a hot locker.
Hello there.
Who are you? Who are you?
My voice changes. It's part of my act. I mean, my selling pitch.
Why do you have an act?
I don't. I just said it's a selling pitch.
Are you selling the act?
He does bring up a good point. Is the butt locker, will it stay cold?
It does.
Oh,
no, that's not specified.
I am reaching for my wallet now.
Don't reach.
Oh,
Don't reach. Oh,
okay.
Don't.
Okay, I'm not reaching.
Don't reach.
Sir, I'm going to start reaching again. Why'd you tell me?
Don't reach. Because I have you. You know who your biggest villain is?
Oh, the sun, yeah.
No.
I'm sorry if I'm distracting you with my hand motions.
I don't know what you're doing.
You don't know what you're selling. That's what it is.
I do know what I'm selling.
I'd like to hear it.
Okay, you know who your biggest enemy is?
The sun.
It's no, the sun.
It's that magician who keeps trying to get your hat back.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy's a dick.
He's number two on my list, but I could see, yeah.
The first one's the sun.
Yeah, just heat in general.
Well, yeah, but it's hard to combat heat.
Yeah.
It's easy to combat living people. Mm-hmm. That's why you need, instead of your button nose, which is not very weaponized, you need a torpedo nose.
Ooh, that would be... Actually, my nose is a carrot?
No.
It's not?
Corn cob pipe and a button nose.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Two eyes made out of coal.
I'm thinking of a stereotypical
He changes out his nose every once in a while.
Don't reduce all snowmen to
I've seen him
carrot.
Do it. I've seen him change it to a carrot just to change identities.
But yeah, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's very powerful and can kill everyone. My voice changes a lot.
I don't know if I really want to, like, kill this guy.
You don't have to kill
him. I don't
him.
Like him, but...
It could be put on stun.
Stun?
Yes.
That's, like, from Star Wars. I like that movie.
That's a great series.
I do enjoy those films. Yeah. I like the ones where they take the ring
all the way to the
mountain.
I would love if they just made a whole Star Wars movie that took place on Hoth. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be
very cool.
That would be very cool.
So cool, Mr. Snowman.
All right, man, I'm reaching for my wallet again. I am
He's reaching.
Anyone's gonna...
You know what? I think I could up the butt locker.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I don't want this gentleman or this other very silent gentleman to be out doing.
Oh, am I supposed to? Yeah.
What's that?
I have something to say.
You do?
Oh, I was waiting my turn.
Yeah, it is your turn.
This is a dog's market, sir.
Well, because I'm very hot.
Let me just ask you
could.
Two questions.
Okay.
Number one, have you ever thought of losing weight? Have you ever felt I have too much snow on me?
I get some pressure from Amber.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Forget, second question. Forget the magician. Forget the sun. Is there like a rival snowman that you
hate?
Oh,
Jack,
you hate
Jack
that,
Frost.
That, okay,
oh,
wow. That maybe
Jack.
Fucked your wife?
Okay, okay.
Okay. Now, what if you...
Well, this is definitely not some
sense. I don't...
could lose weight and get revenge at the same time...
That would be ideal.
...by taking some of your own snow from your person...
Yeah.
...and firing it at your rival with an ice cannon.
Whoa!
You take your own self and fire it.
That sounds cool. And it's like, I don't really want... This won't kill Jack. I just want to, like, embarrass him.
Okay.
And like, you know.
You get don't fire it as hard.
Okay, no fire. I kind of like
if
this
you
ice
decide
cannon.
You want to kill him.
I mean, I got all this like water that I'm collecting, you know.
Yeah.
I could easily freeze this.
Yeah, you could
just
I have a question for this salesman.
Yes.
Now, sir, how does this ice cannon work against the snowman? Wouldn't it just apply
it would make,
to
make
help?
Them stronger?
You got to shoot it at their dumb nose.
Well, what if their nose
like he's
has
been
a
doing
torpedo?
This for a long time?
The nose is the weak spot of the snowman.
Not if it's a torpedo, I'll tell you that much.
Well, then you have to hope.
You're not selling
if
this
if your
to
product
other...
were sold to that rival snowman.
Maybe I will take my
Jack
business
Frost
other way.
Is in
you know,
L.A.
You know.
This time. Oh,
maybe the both of us will take our business elsewhere.
Whoa, guys. I'm all three of your products are wonderful, honestly.
You can't choose all three.
Yeah. I don't have enough money. I only have $100.
I have pride.
If you buy mine, I will throw in a free ebook.
What's the ebook?
It's how to be a successful snowman in three
that.
Steps.
I'm already a
successful snowman. Misspoke.
It sounds like redundant.
It's the name of the ebook is
Why I Did
Now,
It.
Now, so is this a book that you have written?
Yes, it's
it's a book that he's made, sir.
Are you from the Akron area?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No. You're thinking of someone else.
Oh, okay.
He probably is thinking of someone else.
He probably sounds like he's thinking of someone else.
Yeah, you're thinking of that other guy.
Oh. That other guy? Who might that be? I don't
know. Who I admittedly
like know
look
him.
Like.
You think you look like someone's, who might that be?
You're probably thinking of Nelson Phipps, the assistant.
Oh yeah, I know him.
I never heard of him. He's probably not important.
He's a very good author.
I doubt it.
And just a very innocent non-plagiarist. So
that's a very specific title.
Not sure why you'd bring that up.
You think every author is a non-plagiarist.
Yeah, you would think that everyone who writes a book.
This guy really is a non-plagiarist. This guy really.
More than most.
Doesn't have a plagiarizing bone in his body.
I didn't know their bones could be.
Yeah. I'm gonna roll up my pant leg. I think the tide's coming. Oh, that is Mr. Snowman Melton.
Okay. I got to make my decision
There comes that magician with his...
I see him coming out.
What's he doing on the beach?
Man, he looks killable.
Oh, my good heavens. Oh, no. Jack Frost is here, too.
Oh, God. And he's talking to Amber. Oh. She's laughing at his jokes. Oh, my God.
He's so funny.
Oh, my God.
I heard he's a funny man.
You know, I want to buy everything.
He's going to buy them all.
Wow. Am I allowed to do that? I'm buying them all.
Feel free.
Well, my price is $33.33.
Okay. Oh, here's $33. I got $66.67 left over.
See, I only bought her, so you can have my product, but you have to give me a nice... Amber has to give me a nice smooch on the cheek.
That's fair.
Perfect.
Fair.
There we go. All right.
How much is yours,
and
sir?
Oh, mine is $39.99.
Wonderful. Awesome. I can keep it 33
for 6 months.
And
so I get it? I'll do it. Okay, I have more money. That was fun.
And that's how you play Can You Sell It?
All right.
I set that up so perfectly, and you're like $39.99. You're like, I barter.
Oh, excellent game. All right, cool. That's the show, everyone. We do have one section, though.
What's that?
One last section. And that section is... It's plugs. Mitch Hedberg.
Oh,
I don't know why.
I don't know.
Welcome to the plug section, ladies and gentlemen. Do you guys have any plugs, Brandon? Anything going on?
Oh, hey.
Brandon's back, by the way.
Yeah, I'm back.
We let Chip just take
someone
over.
Someone rolled me a joint, and I just stepped out.
Yeah. Well, we made him go back to the control room to take care of things. Brandon is back with us.
I guess nothing too much going on. I write for like the Hard Times, which is a
writing for Hard Times
satire website. Check
that's
that
a big
out.
Deal, man.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Actually, sorry.
Really
I've seen
funny.
That.
Also, if you see me around Lakewood, don't hit me when you're driving your car while I'm riding my bike.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
Please don't target Brandon specifically.
But yeah.
I'm glad you came back, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you pop in. And I was just like, oh, shit, perfect. Yeah. It's time for plugs.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, I just got a feeling in my bones when it's plugs time.
Do you?
Yeah, when right
it's, in. Ooh, it's plugs time. I can feel it.
Is it like the Spidey sense?
Yep.
Okay,
the
cool.
The plugs pulsation.
Ooh, I don't like the name of that.
I mean, I'm sure most people have heard of The Hard Times, but please, it's great satire publication, and Brandon has written for it for what, like three?
I got like two articles up there.
There you go. Yeah. Hell nice. Yeah. Hey, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. We're happy for it.
Thanks.
It's really funny. I've read it before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then, of course, Nelson Phipps is here. He's promoting his book. If I Did It.
If I Did It. Or also known as... What was the other name?
I don't recall the other name.
What was the other name of it? It had two names. It was If I Did It and then Carlos is Guilty or something.
No, you're making that up.
Oh, okay. I couldn't
you're misremembering.
Well, you have your other previous books,
I called
of
it
course.
My Apology.
Your Apology. That's what it was. Yeah. My Apology. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the other name. The sub name.
Well?
Well, Jason Moliterno can has plugs. He's a good comedian.
Oh, Jason Momoa. He was earlier on the show.
He was on the show. I'll do his plugs for him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you guys know each other.
Yeah, I'll do his plugs for him.
You went and saw him at the gyro, and he was killing it?
Yeah, let's see here.
All right, cool. So he sent you his plugs?
This won't be released till next week, right?
Oh, this will be released tonight.
Holy shit. Well, you can catch me Friday at the World Series of Comedy.
And by me, you mean Jason Moliterno.
Yeah, it's me.
Not Nelson Phipps.
Here's a question. Were you disappointed in the World Series of Baseball?
Yeah.
This is your chance for revenge. Mm-hmm. Come to the World Series of Comedy, where tickets are a lot cheaper.
All right.
And cheer on Jason Moliterno.
And this is
April
taking
28th.
Place where?
Hilarities on April 28th, my birthday.
What?
Come buy me a beer at 10:30 at night at Hilarities, April 28th.
April 28th is it? What day of the week is that?
That's a Friday.
Free day.
April 29th, if you're in Warren, Ohio, at 11 a.m., I will be performing at the Ward Amphitheater for a autism awareness thing.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Is all of your material just making people aware of autism?
No, I have no jokes about autism.
That's good.
No, it's imagine making people aware of it.
It's a fundraiser. I'll be doing clean comedy at a fundraiser.
Great. At 11 a.m.
You're going the night before to do a comedy set and then going the next morning?
Yeah.
After drinking heavily?
I won't drink heavily.
Oh, okay.
I don't ever drink heavily.
I didn't know.
You'll drink mediumly.
I'm not done. May 6th, Saturday, May 6th, I will be roasting Ray Roberts.
He lives here.
What's the venue? Do you remember?
East End Bistro.
That's right. East End Bistro in Lakewood.
Correct.
Mike Calhoun will also be a part of that. May 11th through 14th, I will be in Columbus for the Whiskey Bear Comedy Festival.
Oh. Excellent.
If any listeners are down south, that should be a lot of fun.
That sounds
fun. We're doing like a
it's a long festival.
There's some non-comedy shows. Like, we're doing like a roast of Marty McFly. I said I would play George McFly.
That's great.
Nice. So do I have to shave my beard?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's a bummer.
So.
Not with those broken clippers.
Maybe I'll just...
off mic.
Maybe I'll just like cut it short.
Yeah, do that.
I don't know. And I'm doing there's another thing where I play a music video and I make jokes about it.
Oh, that's great.
So I have like 2 days to decide it. I think I'm going to do Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
You got to get some material in like a 3.5 minute period, you know? So it's not like...
You can pause it a little bit. It a little bit.
I understand.
There's this Survivor song that I might do.
Hell yeah.
I will survive.
Do some Supertramp.
No, it's not... That's
no.
That's someone else.
Any other plugs?
Oh, and I'm doing another roast battle.
Ooh.
I am doing 3 roast battles in May. I have no clue what's going on.
Sheesh.
May 20th, I'm roasting AJ Georgie at Michelle's in Kent.
Dang.
For the Sad Boys Social Club, perhaps?
Yeah, you're not on that, are you?
I am indeed a member of the Sad Boys Social Club.
Okay, will you be there that night?
I'll be there that night. No, I'm going to take a month off.
No, but you, wait.
I'm going to take a month off of our sketch.
No, but are you doing sketch comedy that night?
Yes.
Okay, so that's great.
Yeah.
Well, your plugs are done.
That's a chance for your listeners to see both of us.
Of course.
One day.
One whole night. One night only. We'll never do it again.
I think that's at 9 o'clock.
One night only.
It begins at 8:30.
Oh, 8:30. Okay.
We like to start at 8, but sometimes it's 8:30.
Okay. That should be fun.
It should be a lot of fun.
It should be fun.
I think that'll be a great show. Do you guys want to plug your social medias?
Oh yeah, I'm at I don't really tweet, but I'm at Brandon Onda on Twitter and then on Facebook at Brandon Onda.
Great.
Nice.
I'm at Jason Moliterno on Twitter. I just saw today I have 200 followers.
Wow. Great.
Pretty cool.
Let's give him a round of applause.
And,
that's amazing.
You know, I gotta bring something up. I know the podcast has gone kinda long.
Yeah.
But I can't help but notice that.
Please bring it up.
You know, I've been on this podcast, 4 times?
Yeah.
Who has anyone been on more than me?
I think I'm at 4.
Brandon's at 4. The I believe the shining star, though, is Tabitha Jones.
She's been on like 6 times.
6 or 7
times.
And
I've never co-starred with her.
No.
You got it.
I just kind of feel like the unbelievable should follow me on Twitter. I feel like I follow you guys. And last
do we
time
not?
I feel
that
like,
not?
I feel like I plugged last time the show I was on. It's like you put it up there. You didn't tag me.
Boy.
Oh, and, man. I made a point of following you and retweeting it.
Wow.
And,
boy.
I just...
We're fools.
We are fools.
I just feel like I would...
I feel like you retweeted it
and you mentioned it.
Dang.
I'm trying to get out my name, and I just feel like...
Did you say anything to friends, too?
What?
Did you say anything about it to a friend?
I think I may have put it on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
But I put it on... No, I mean, wow. When you do a podcast, you should put it on social media.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Put it on Twitter. So I feel like the podcast.
Well, we apologize for not
like,
following
you
already.
I feel like
you
should follow me back.
Well, we definitely will.
We will.
We definitely will. Like it's not like we're holding a grudge or anything for anything you may or may not have said.
You know, sometimes you don't realize someone's on Twitter.
Sometimes you don't.
I didn't know Brandon was on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was on Twitter.
And I think I would follow Brandon.
I think I would follow Brandon, too.
I don't know if I'll follow you then.
Okay. Well, why don't we both follow each other on Twitter?
Okay. That's nice. This is nice.
Now, what about following Johnny on Twitter?
I didn't know. See, that's another thing. I didn't know Johnny was on Twitter.
I'm not.
He's not.
Oh,
he's not.
I check every day to see if he changed his mind.
Refresh. Refresh. Refresh.
He's just always searching Johnny Trowbridge. But you can follow a Johnny Trowbridge. There are Johnny Trowbridges on Twitter. Follow them. Follow them and ask about the show. Follow them and ask about your latest invention that you've been working on.
My latest invention is amalgamated army men. I just melt off some limbs and then, like, you know, melt on different parts. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No, I have not. So these little army men, you melt off their limbs and then melt on
like other plastic things.
Like,
or like, you know, like if you have a little toy helicopter, I'll like break off one of the helicopter wings and put it in place of their arm.
Do you sell them?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Are they a hot item?
Oh, the hottest item. You could say because they're melted, they're very hot. But they're running me $12 a piece.
$12 a piece. Yeah. They're running you, so you're.
I pay $12. I get them only a dollar for them.
Boy, I don't think that's a really good business practice, Johnny.
It'll pay off. It's a long.
Will
con.
It?
It's a long con.
Well, find Johnny Trowbridge on Twitter. Find a Johnny Trowbridge on Twitter and say, "Hey, I'm interested in your little army men.
Yeah.
How much for one?"
Yes.
And then...
I'll get back to you right away.
He'll get back to you as soon as possible. As far as my plugs, of course, follow the show on Twitter. We won't be retweeting anything of Jason's anytime soon.
Wow.
Until we follow him.
Which will be shortly.
That's soon. Yeah, that'll be shortly. follow us at... you can find us at Unbelievables Podcast. You can search that, or you can search at Unbelievables because it's T and then Unbelievables because of reasons. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. Following me on Twitter is a fun time. And then, of course, listen to the show every week. We try to get things out as quickly as possible. We've got some special things coming up in June.
We do?
We do.
Oh,
most
cool.
Definitely do. And then my personal plugs, I will be at the East End Bistro doing some roasting as well on May 6th. That's a Friday. Or is it it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
It is the first Saturday.
It's at 10 p.m.
Correct.
Yeah.
Please come out to that. There was a good crowd for the last one that I was unfortunately unable to attend. But come out to this one. It'll be fun. It's like tournament style. We're going to be doing some jokes. There's going to be a lot of roasts that
ding,
night.
Ding.
But you don't move on to another round. How's that? I don't even know.
We do.
But it's not that day, right?
Yeah, it's another week or a month. Right. But the first round, it'll be fun. There's going to be a title fight for the belt at the very end of the... May 13th, I'm going to be in the basement.
Whoa.
That's a Saturday. I'm opening for Bill Squire and Cody Cooper at the Lousy Weather Media Basement Show.
Ooh.
And that's going to be a sweet-ass show. That's in Akron. Get a hold of host of the Louser Weather Media main show, Sean Ast.
Sean Ast.
He's on social media, and he talks about it all the time. But come to that show, please.
I hear he's famous.
He's so famous. He's been on our show.
Oh, my God. He's so famous.
But that's going to be really fun, and I think everyone should come out to that. It's going to be like a donation show. It's always fun there. big space in the basement, and then they fill up
the rest
of the house. And, yeah, with water. But they fill up the rest of the house, too, and you can watch it on screens because they, like, stream what's happening in the basement upstairs, and it's just a huge party. So please come out to that. I believe that starts at 8 o'clock on May 13th. But find the flyer. It's online. I'll share it as well. And then, of course, May 22nd. Or
20th. I'm going to get on
my calendar. This May, the Sad Boys Social Club will be doing their final show at Michelle's. Sad, but we have things in progress. Things are happening.
Oh, you're not done?
Just for that one. It's the 20th, yes. Yeah. 20th of May, a Saturday. It'll be at Michelle's Lounge in Kent. The Sad Boy Social Club, which is Jeremy Shear, Tabitha Jones, George Dunn, Sam LaTourette, Drew Mulkins, Nick Urich, and that's all of us. We'll be there, and we'll be doing sketch comedy for you fools, and it'll be a lot of fun.
My old stomping grounds, Michelle's.
You were
There used to be an open mic.
Was that really? At Michelle's?
There was a Tuesday open mic that lasted at least a year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was bad. It was only comedians.
I bet.
It was only comedians.
I imagine. Well, I want to thank our guests here. Not Nelson Phipps. He stepped out during the plug section. But Jason's here.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming back. Brandon Onda.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for... Yeah, yeah. I guess I would have thanked Chip, too.
Mike, I'm actually back. I just wanted to
Chip,
say...
Oh, Chip, what's up? Where did Brandon go?
Oh, he's right here. Hey, Chip.
Oh, you guys are just sitting right
behind each other.
Well, we don't know each other there, but I mean, I sold them that joint. But I just want to say, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Thanks again for this job. You know, it's great. I love this beautiful sub. I love like just looking out, looking out the window and seeing all the wildlife, swim by.
Yeah,
Why don't you come here real quick and just look with me?
Oh.
Yeah,
all right. I'll come look at whatever it is.
Underwater swirly! Come on!
Number 211, Chip's out.
Oh, my God.
Classic Chip.
I love that guy.
Where'd he go?
That guy's awesome.
God damn it.
That guy's so freaking awesome.
He always gets the last.
Chip, come back here.
Last laugh.
Son of a bitch. God damn it.
I love Chip.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.